why would someone, a good Canadian boy like myself, why would I want to go into the US? I've avoided it for a long time. I've had so many conversations over the last number of years with investors that are taking their money out of Canada. This is a story as old as time, and it's happened in country after country after country. When the government does not take care of its people, especially those that have had to work hard to build some sort of wealth, have saved their money, have put it aside, what happens? They want to take it somewhere else because they all they're watching is their dollar eroding in value. You know, here in Canada, what have we seen? Over the last 30, 40 years, we have watched as incomes have about doubled. But when you compare that to something like home prices, we have seen a 400% increase in the price of a home. And what does that mean for the average investor? It means that they can't even afford to be able to buy a home now, even if they've got money. I'm talking about the investors, the people who have tried to save up. They can't even get into these properties right now. And that's the reality for many Canadians, much less for the Canadians that don't have a house right now, don't have an income property. Those opportunities are so far and few between. Why go into the States? Why take your money elsewhere? Well, when the government that you have is putting a great enough tax burden on you, you have to look for ways to protect your money. It's got to be growing at a certain rate. And you and I understand that with inflation, it strips away your purchasing power. And it's what they call a silent tax. You're watching as it takes more and more of your dollars just to buy a package of chicken. Never mind a house, never mind a car, just to buy some food to eat. And why are more and more Canadians going to the food bank? Because they're watching as they've watched as their dollar is being stripped of its value. The Canadian dollar is being stripped of its value by this current government. And that is they are stealing the wealth from their very own voter base, from everyday Canadians. And so going into the States really gives us that opportunity to be able to take advantage of opportunities that are down there that are so plentiful. Guys, why is Tucker Carlson coming to Canada trying to save us? It's a great thing to look at. And one of the things that you can see is that our economic policies right now in Canada are absolutely terrible. We've got a government that's literally blaming the last government from 8 years ago, such that investors like myself, like you, that want to invest in real estate here in Canada, literally they are making it so difficult that it's better for us to take our money south of the border to the US to go invest over there. They're making it more and more difficult for us to gain profits. Here's something to understand. When an investor, a real investor, makes profits, they're able to provide a cheaper, hear me clearly, they're able to provide a cheaper unit for tenants to live in than if you have a spot where the margins are really low. If an investor has to really be tight about how much they can make, they're going to have to pass on the charges to the tenant to create that buffer. Because if there's any problems, this is a part about investing in real estate. If tenants don't pay, if there's a problem, if there's something that needs to be fixed, it's all on the investor, the landlord, to be able to cover those costs. And what we're seeing right now is that those opportunities are far and few between. And so many, many Canadian real estate investors are taking their money south of the borders to the United States to be able to get that, because we're running from the current economic policies that this government has put in place. And unfortunately, it's hurting the very people that voted for them. Canadians are, through the poor economic policy, we're losing those investors and investment dollars. And the US is gaining not only those investors and investment dollars, they're also gaining better rental properties, nicer, taken care of. They're getting better accommodations to live in because of the poor economic policy here at home. So one of the things that you want to look for when it comes to real estate is you're looking for value. There are a lot of people that like to buy absolute turnkey and be able to just put money, park money in a place and know that over time it's just going to grow in value. And that's really what real estate offers you. But if you really want to be able to see a lot of wealth built in a very short period of time, you want to look at for real estate that has what we would call lift, the ability to have lift. And that is a situation where you come in and we call it ARV, after repair value. You can come in, you can buy a property below market value, build in your profits on the buy. And then you can come in, fix it up, make sure that you're giving the tenants a valuable property to live in, a valuable apartment. I went down to Cleveland, Ohio with some of my partners and in the Four Horsemen. We're the Four Horsemen of real estate. And you guys are going to start hearing more about us as we let it out this year. Four Horsemen are coming of real estate. And so get ready for that. So we went down there and two of my partners, Gary Hibbert and Nate Atkin, we went down and we were looking at properties in Cleveland. And it was amazing what we found. You know, the thing about what they call them slumlords is that they're not taking care of their people. They're not taking care of the properties. And as a result, they have very low market rents. And the opportunity to be able to come in there and raise the value, clean them up, provide people with good housing. You know, as landlords, that's what you want to provide. You want to provide clean, safe housing for your tenant. And if you don't do that, if you're not seeing that as your job, then you don't understand what you're doing out there. Because at the end of the day, and this has been said many times before, your tenant is the asset. Not the building. Your tenant is the asset. So you want to take care of them. And then you don't get into these types of situations where tenants don't want to pay you. You take care of the tenant and they will be happy to be able to pay the rent every single month. So we found an amazing, amazing properties. I'll tell you about one building that we found. The real gem we found was an off-market 88-unit building. And it's not even on the market right now that we are going after. It needs a lot of work. And meaning that another company had come in and they had already gutted the building to renovate it. And they ran out of cash, problems with the contractors, don't know all the details, still getting more details. But there's opportunities like that where they've already saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars in that demolition that we get to come in, get the engineers in there, get the builders in there, and bring it up in value and provide a top-notch place, apartment building for people to live in, be able to provide storage units, be able to provide parking, all of these types of things. And I don't want to get into numbers and that around it, but am I excited about what that opens up for our investors, for the people interested in getting into the States. So amazing opportunity, but you got to have the right team in place and you've got to have the right vision and executing it and bring it to fruition. As you guys know, I'm well involved for many years, almost a decade now, into private lending, and private lending has been great. I know that there is a lot of information out there where people are really concerned in this area, and happy to say that things are going strong and we continue to make above average returns in the area of private lending. That really comes down to your underwriting and choosing your properties that you're going to lend on. And we've probably talked about it. You can check some other episodes. There are reasons why to lend in certain areas and why you don't want to lend on and who you lend money to. All of that stuff's there. You can check out some of my past episodes. Or if you want to know more information, feel free, hit me up. Maybe I'll do another video on some of that stuff. So private lending going strong. Now, what I'm really excited about, just went down to the States and to the US of A. And got to tell you, there is so much opportunity going on down there. There is so much. For those of us that are Canadians and up here, the best way to put it is there's 10 times the population. There's 10 times the opportunity over there. And there are so many, you know, if you're American, you already know this. There are so many more tax advantages to investing in the States than there are here in Canada. And now, are there loopholes? Are there barriers that you might run up against? Absolutely. And we'll be talking more about that kind of stuff. But what is really exciting, every single property, and I was looking at apartment buildings, and every single apartment building, whether it be a fourplex, a sixplex, an eightplex, a 10plex, a 26, a 67, or 43, 88, every single one of them we're looking at is cash flowing. And so there is so much amazing opportunity there that can't even begin to tell you all about it. But that is absolutely the journey that we're moving into. And, you know, normally you guys see me, I try to stay very calm. And, you know, we're talking about finance, we're talking about this stuff. And I try not to get too emotional, but I can't hold it down. I can't hold it down, guys. The opportunity is absolutely popping off in 2024 for investing in real estate in the US of A.